Purification of the heart. Journey towards God realization. The Quran tells us that only those will be deserving of paradise in the hereafter who come to God with a sound heart. 26:89. In this verse, heart does not refer to the physical organ in the physiological sense. Rather, it signifies the psyche, the inner self that governs thought, intention, and action. Zahak, the well-known Quran commentator, explains sound heart to mean pure heart, Tafsir al-Qurtubi, Volume 13, page 114, that is, an uncorrupted heart. A person who guards his nature from impurities, resists the conditioning of his environment, and successfully deconditions his mind, reaches the stage of God-realization. Such individuals alone will be saved, those who come to God with a sound heart. The truth is that every human being is born with an upright nature, a nature that is inclined towards truth and goodness. However, as life progresses, the influence of one's surroundings, societal trends, and cultural conditioning gradually obscure this purity. False values and prejudices take root, altering perception. To reverse this process and restore the original clarity of the heart, one must engage in deep and honest introspection. This kind of objective self-examination enables a person to rediscover their innate uprightness and to approach God with sincerity. A sound heart or sound mind is not attained effortlessly. It is the fruit of a sustained intellectual and spiritual struggle. Those who commit to such an endeavor develop seriousness of purpose in the truest sense. They acquire the ability to discern truth in a world overflowing with ideologies, half-truths, and misinformation. They learn to analyze critically, to weigh ideas objectively, and to adopt the right perspective without being swayed by prejudice or emotion. This is the essence of possessing a sound heart, an unimpaired judgment rooted in truth. Such a level of discernment is reached only through great striving on a high intellectual and moral plane. It is the hallmark of those who will stand successful before God and be welcomed into the eternal world of paradise. Wise is he who forgets the faults and wrongs of others and keeps his faults in mind.